Hello, folks. Right, as promised, I do have a bit more of a positive boo this morning. Oh, honestly, it's just been one of those damn weeks, really. First of all, I have a thank you to announce, as it were. I'd like to thank Claire Randall. She commented on my post yesterday, and she was talking about the washing machine and said, maybe check, get either you or someone else to check the filter.
Nice world notification.
Oh,
nice world.
There. Excuse me, I've been notified. How rude. So my cleaners came this morning and I said to Stan, I said, I wonder if you can have a look at my washing machine before you leave. And I told him what the issue was and he said, oh, sounds like there might be something stuck. I said, yeah. I said, it made an awful racket. So he managed to get all the water out of it that was in it. I didn't realise that at the bottom of my machine there's a little pipe that comes out for you to drain any water that's in it. I didn't know that was there. Anyway, he then proceeded to take the filter off and to where the pump is. And he was looking through it and I heard him say, aha. I thought, oh, and he came in, he said, this may have been the problem, Sam. Believe it or not, it was an earring. There was an earring lodged in the pump, which was making it difficult to function, as it were. So he gave me said earring, which I didn't even realise I'd lost. It was only costume jewellery. It's a little purple leaf. Shaped earring. And I put the washing machine on just a quick wash to make sure it was okay, and it seems to be working fine. So thank you, Claire, for your suggestion. It worked. I'll keep an eye on it, and I'll perhaps get Stan or someone at some point to show me how to take the filter off and look at it myself. But I suppose it doesn't hurt to check it now and again. So that's that. So I now have a functioning washing machine. I've had my sweets from a quarter of, which is good. So I have a box of retro sweeties, which is always good news. The other bit of good news is I called my GP surgery this morning and I arranged. Because what you can do with ours, which I think is really good, you can either make an appointment to go and see someone or you can arrange for a telephone consultation. And if you're blind and you've got to rely on a taxi to get there, it's a godsend. I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Sure, excuse me. Sorry, me. I do apologise. I couldn't do anything about that then. That came from nowhere. So I arranged for a telephone consultation at about 9:35, and it was a doctor that I hadn't spoken to previously, Dr. Fisher. Now, I'd heard that he's nice. Anyway, he rang me, and he was lovely, and I explained to him all about my sleep issues. I said to him that melatonin, or it's marketed as Circadin in the UK. I said, I've tried that. He said, I can see that. He said, did it not work? I said, no. He said, oh, what a shame. I said, I know. I said, but honestly, I said, it didn't. I said, it's getting to the point. I said, it's just been going on and on and on. I said, and I can't function properly. And he said, no, I can imagine you can't. And he said, what keeps you awake? I said, nothing specifically keeps me awake. He says, so you're not in pain or discomfort? I said, no. I said, it's nothing like that. I said, I'm just awake. And he said to me, have you ever tried or heard of a drug called Zopiclone? Now, Zopiclone, for those who don't know, is a sleeping pill. I said, I have heard of it. I said, and actually, for a while, I was taking it. I said, my GP in South Wales said to me although GPs don't like prescribing sleeping pills long term, he said, you know, for your situation, it's slightly different. And if it works for you, then I'm happy to prescribe it to you. I said, my issue is, since I've moved around, I said, my issue is getting another GP to agree to it. I said, because a lot of GPs, understandably, as I say, don't like giving out sleeping pills. And he said, well, no. He said, I can understand that. He said, but do you know what? To be honest, he said, I'm inclined to agree with your former GP. He said, I think for you, you need something that's going to work. He said, and if that ends up that it's a sleeping tablet, he said, if it works for you, he said, you know what? He said, I've got no problem prescribing it. He said, look, tell you what we'll do. He said, he said, how did you feel on it before? I said, I felt fine. He said, because it can, he said, if you're an older person, he said, I mean sort of 71 rather than 41. He said, it can affect your sort of cognitive skills and things. And I said, no, I didn't notice that before. It's sometimes I'd sort of wake up and I'd feel a bit sort of vague and a bit like, did I dream this last night or did I actually talk about it to somebody? But it was nothing major. And I said, but to be honest, Dr. Fisher, I said, I did find that it gave me a better quality sleep. I said, because the other issue I've got, I said, is when I get to sleep, I'm a terribly light sleeper. I said, so literally the slightest thing will wake me. He said, so you're not resting. I said, no, I'm not. He said, right. He said, let's prescribe it. He said, I want you to take it every night for 2 weeks. He said, and then he said, I'll give you them on repeat. He said, but try and sort of take them perhaps every other night, or, you know, if you have a couple of bad nights, then take one. He said, but, you know, try not to take one every night if you can. He said, because the danger is that you will get addicted to them or immune to them or both. But it was just really nice to speak to a doctor that listened to me and said, actually, do you know what? This is a bit different for you and this can't carry on. So that was quite refreshing, to be honest, this morning. So, yeah, I'm having a better day. I wandered down to the shop to get some cash. And this afternoon, after lunch, Kate and I are going to wander into town and I shall pick up my prescription. I've got a couple of other bits to get from Boots. I'll then pop across to the pet shop and pick her up some bits. And anything else I need. I think that's it in town today. But it's a lovely day here today. It's sunny and actually quite pleasantly warm. It's really nice. So I thought I would just come on, folks, and tell you that all is not lost, thankfully. But my God, I have had a really odd week. And I spoke to a friend yesterday and I answered the phone and she said, this week, excuse my language, she said, this week is an absolute shower of shite. I said, yeah, tell me about it. Oh, God. So we had a good old whinge about one thing and another. Anyway, folks, I will... Nice world notification. Nice world notification. 8 minutes. Leave it there. Train record. Yep, train record. Pause recording. 8 minutes. I will speak to you. Pause recording.